It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the show, Chef Norman Van Aken cooks up a word on food, and Andy Newman delivers his Florida Keys calendar. Now, music contributor Bob Weinberg takes a look at what people are hoping will turn out to be an annual South Florida jazz offering.
The irresistible sounds of claves, son, and tumbao will echo from venues in Little Haiti and South Miami as the first ever Miami International Jazz Festival rolls into town. Headliners Jerry Gonzalez and the Fort Apache Band and Giovanni Hidalgo and Atlanti will anchor the event, which will also include South Florida jazz stars Mike Orta and Abel Pabon and the funky multi-ethnic jam crew of the Spam All-Stars. Conceived by musician and producer Arturo Campa, the festival will be presented at the Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center and at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center on May 9th and 10th. Campa's name may be familiar to fans of Latin jazz. He was the lead vocalist with the Eddie Palmieri Orchestra in the late 60s and early 70s, and founded the Miami Latin Jazz Fest in the mid to late 90s to raise funds for the preservation of the historic Gusman Performing Arts Center. Campa also served as associate producer of the short-lived JVC Jazz Festival on Miami Beach, and has presented a who's who of jazz artists on area stages, from Mango Santa Maria, Potato Valdez, and Cachao, to George Benson, Tony Bennett, and Cassandra Wilson. New York-born trumpeter and conga player Jerry Gonzalez also came to prominence with Eddie Palmieri's band. While he's recorded in various contexts over the years, Gonzalez is best known for his Fort Apache band, the quintet he started with his bass-playing brother, Andy Gonzalez, and the late drummer Steve Berrios. The group integrates Afro-Caribbean jazz with bop and hard bop, a sizzling combination that's won them international acclaim. Among the world's most respected congueros, Giovanni Hidalgo hails from San Juan, Puerto Rico. A generation younger than Gonzalez, he incorporates rhythms he learned from his stint in Cuba with the group Batacumbele. Like Gonzalez and Campa, he performed with Eddie Palmieri and was then recruited by Dizzy Gillespie to play with the United Nations Jazz Orchestra. Since then, Hidalgo has taught at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, been honored at the Puerto Rico Heineken Jazz Festival, and recently worked in a quartet with pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba. We recently spoke with Miami International Jazz Fest producer Arturo Campa at the WLRN studios. Arturo Campa, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you very much, Bob. Finally get to meet you in person after knowing you for so long. Yeah, it's a gas, man.
Absolutely. I'm a lot taller in person.
Yeah, and a lot better looking, too, than I thought. You know, the photograph and the link didn't do you much justice. No.
Well, anyway, we have the first Miami International Jazz Fest coming up. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about the genesis of this project. How did this all start?
Basically, it was an evolution of my ideas as far as presenting jazz that were born early in 1976. It's been developing little by little. It started then we went to the Miami Latin Jazz Festival to benefit Gusman Center, then my associate production of the JVC Jazz Festival in 2001 and beyond. And it has never stopped, and now we have been able to establish this nonprofit organization to do not only this, but a year-round situation related to youth and the teaching of music and trying to channel the young men and women in this county that may want to become professional musicians.
Yes, I saw that on your website, that there was a component, a youth competition with young musicians.
Youth talent competition intended to shine the light on those that want to, like I said, go further in a music career. It doesn't have to be one particular talent. It could be singing, it could be playing, it could be, you know, different things, and see how we can channel that into their future. And by aiding their pass to second education with a scholarship of $500. It's not a lot of money. That's what we can afford at this time. But that's just the beginning of our program dealing with youth, you know.
It's all helpful.
Yeah, indeed it is, yeah.
And speaking of deep talent, certainly your lineup for the Miami International Jazz Fest has some very, very great talent. We were talking before about Jerry Gonzalez and the Fort Apache Band.
Yes.
And Giovanni Hidalgo, mm-hmm. And Atlanti. Now, I understand that you and those gentlemen also have a similar background, the connection through Eddie Palmieri.
The beginning band, Jerry Gonzalez and the Four Apache Band, the Gonzalez brothers, one on bass and obviously Jerry on percussion. They were members of the same Eddie Palmieri band that I was in as a vocalist. So indeed, went on for a year, a couple of years. You know, the different members of that band changed at one time or another, but we did share the stage for at least a year and a half. And from there, you know, we recorded certain things together, and we went on to establish a long-lasting relationship. And I've had the pleasure of bringing them down to Miami early on, back to the Lincoln Theater, I can remember, in 95, and then to the Gusman Center. And they haven't been back since then. But they're a six-time Grammy-nominated group. Well, what can I tell you about that?
And, amazing.
And their approach to music is unique.
We were talking before about Steve Berrios, the drummer, sadly passed away last year. But we have somebody coming Fort Apache Band who's not a bad replacement.
No. Jeff Tane Watts. is coming in his place. And, well, you know, Steve was an original member of that band. But this guy is definitely not a pushover in that seat. And so that group is just as strong as ever. Joe Ford on sax, Larry Willis on piano, Tane on drums.
Yes.
Jerry Gonzalez on trumpet and percussion, and his brother Andy on bass.
And those guys have been playing together for 30-some years now. So.
Yes. And they have a lot of records. They're constantly appearing throughout the world, Europe, Far East, constantly making appearances. And so, no doubt about it, they're on top shelf, A-listers, without a doubt.
Yeah, no question. And also, we were talking before about their great mix of Afro-Caribbean jazz and also straight-ahead hard bop, if you
bebop,
like bebop and hard bop.
Well, the integration of the group itself, this fusion of jazz traditions that are a tremendous sound that they have accomplished, you know. And
yes.
It's really an outstanding presentation, without a doubt.
Sure. And our other alumni from the Palmieri Band, Giovanni Hidalgo.
The Palmieri Band can at times be considered a lab for good talent. I was the least talented of all. Giovanni of a different generation, and who's turned out to be a tremendous percussionist, world famous. And what can I tell you? Everybody recognizes him as the best there is right now.
Yeah, no question. I've seen him in San Juan before at the Heineken
Jazz Fest.
And he's so exciting. And he mixes a lot of different styles.
Yes, he does.
Some from Cuba, some from Puerto Rico. And
a professor at Berklee College, also a multiple Grammy winner, an endorsee of LP percussion instruments.
And can you tell us about the band Atlante?
Atlante is his own, he calls it Atlante because it's finally coming into his own project. He's been a collaborator in a lot of different projects, but now he's doing this with some of the guys that were originally with Batacumbele, who was his starting band in Puerto Rico, a tremendous Latin jazz group. And those are his, should I say, comfort zone players.
Sure.
And the rhythm. Yeah. So, he's relying on his honchos.
That all's going to be very exciting.
I think so, too.
That's our Saturday night program. So for Friday night, we've got some of our hometown heroes.
Well, don't forget Saturday night, we have Mike Orta Trio also.
Yes, that's just what I was going to talk
about. Mike and his brother, Mick, and Carlos Magno Araya.
Yeah.
So on drums, that's going to be the opening act, and what an opening act. When you open with something like that, you wonder what the end is going to be like.
So Mike and Nikki and Carlo Magno,
Mike
Orta Trio.
Right.
And I guess Friday night we've got Abel Pabon, who a lot of South Florida
another
jazz fans
will know. Another Grammy winner. He won a Grammy with Nestor Torres as a composer. And that's Friday night at the Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center. Abel Pabon and his own stuff called Crossroads. And then the local favorites, Spam All-Stars,
All-Stars
that have become a group that travels all over the states and out of the country in festivals and whatnot.
Sure. Well, Arturo, we've got these wonderful venues, both in South Miami and in Little Haiti, so people can get a taste of what's going on in both of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping that there will be additional editions, I should say, of the Miami International Jazz Festival.
We definitely think so. My fondest dream is when I pass away, there'll be written in my tombstone, the Little Festival That Could. You know, that means that we're growing this year for the first time, but we intend to expand and we intend to bring to Miami a world-class festival that not only the locals can enjoy, but to become an attraction for all jazz lovers throughout the world. Yeah, that's our approach to this whole thing. Yeah, definitely.
Sure. Well, we're certainly looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Arturo Campa, thank you so much for joining us on South Florida Arts Beat.
Indeed, my pleasure, and I'd like to thank you for the people involved in our organization for giving us the opportunity to bring the message out to your listeners and to the listeners of the station.
The Miami International Jazz Festival begins at 8 p.m. on May 9th at the Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center at 212 Northeast 59th Terrace and continues at 8 p.m. May 10th at the South Miami Dade Cultural Arts Center at 10950 Southwest 211th Street in Cutler Bay. For more information, call 305-491-3588 or visit miamiinternationaljazzfest.org. You can also find information at smdcac.org or call 786-573-5300. This is Bob Weinberg for South Florida Arts Beat.
Bob Weinberg is a writer and editor for Jazz Is Magazine and the online publication Jazz and Blues Florida. You can contact him at bobweinberg@mac.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue here on WLRN and WKWM in just a moment.